Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your Thursday. We'll get you a preview of Thursday Night Football a little bit later on with Eric Eager, who stops by at 6 o'clock. Let's welcome in our audience in Richmond. First time today. They'll be with us for the next 3 hours. Should let them know you've got a chance to win Caps tickets right here on The Fan at 4 o'clock this evening. We've got tickets to get you into opening night against the Bruins. We got the good seats, so make sure you're listening and able to call in 1 hour. Speaking of tickets, right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. I hope you don't have plans tonight. You are winning a pair of tickets to go see I Am Athlete, a live podcast taping this evening at City Winery down here by Nats Park. The event is sold out. This is the only way in. For details and more event information, go to thefandc.com/contests. Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Eric Flack, who's an award-winning journalist for Channel 9, WSA-TV in town, is stopping by to discuss what's going on with Dan Snyder. It's been a curious last week for the owner of the team. Eric, thanks for the time. How are you?
Good, Grant. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. We appreciate you joining us. So I guess let's just start before we ask bigger picture questions here. Get people up to speed on last night. There was a leak. It seemed like everyone who covers the team came out with these documents that said that Snyder's lawyers for the team, whoever it was, basically doesn't like how the investigation is going from Congress. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, it was a leak and a release of a letter sent by Snyder's legal team, which is expanding in size and taking on new members, to the House Oversight Committee, to go almost on the offensive on the record to say your investigation is improper, it is unfair, it is a witch hunt, it is targeting Daniel Snyder when you say you are actually targeting the culture in the workplace of the team and of corporations, which is kind of the veil that the House Oversight Committee has used to justify its investigation. And then it lays out point by point in a 34-page letter, including multiple exhibits, almost like a legal document, how they are or plan to debunk the arguments made against Snyder and the toxic workplace culture, the allegations of sexual misconduct, sexual harassment, and basically just lay out point by point their arguments for it being unfair, their arguments for the witnesses that the House Oversight Committee has relied on being biased and unreliable. And it's almost as if they were taking an offensive against this investigation. The curious part, as you mentioned, is the timing, because why now? Why come out with this right now? And it says right at the top of the letter, we understand your investigation is coming to a conclusion. So it is almost, if you're reading tea leaves, as if the legal team is preemptively trying to protect against whatever is about to come from that report and from the House Oversight Committee.
So, Eric, to your point, I mean, it's be very easy. Any reasonable human being could refute the points that this letter tries to make in very sternly worded language about all the various people that were in Dan's employ, including Bruce Allen, for more than a decade. And we all know they were inseparable, playing office golf every day and you know, running the frat house together. And then the idea that we're now supposed to distance ourselves and he's not credible and this and the other thing is laughable on its face. But that's kind of for another time. I want to get back to what you just said about they're trying to preempt something. I 100% fully believe that photo with Jerry Jones pregame was about something. Then you have this just a few days later. Too much to be coincidental for me. His first appearances, really, where the cameras, either by contract or otherwise, haven't focused on him at games. Now, you know, Frosted Tips Dan is out in public with his arm around Jerry Jones. Here's what this feels like to me. Come at me, other owners. I dare you. That guy's in my corner. I know where the bodies are buried. Something bad is coming that's going to make Dan look foolish or whatever, and he's challenging anybody else with everything swirling, saying basically, if you come at me, I'll fight back really, really hard. That's how I view it. What are your thoughts?
Danny, I could not agree more. I think we were all kind of a little bit surprised and curious about that photo. Really, as far as I can recall, one of the only public appearances in front of a camera he's made all season. He came out to announce the team's name change. He called in to the lottery commission, the Maryland Lottery Commission, to put in his 2 cents worth for FedEx getting a lottery license. And then he randomly pops up with Jerry Jones at midfield for this photo. And I think when the photo came out, I mean, we all saw it on social media. I saw your tweets as well. We were all kind of like, what is going on? But when you add the photo to the reports about him losing support among the owners, when you add that to this letter, all in a row, all in conjunction, it seems very believable and very reasonable for somebody like yourself or me to deduce that they are going on a planned offensive, almost as if they know this is Custard's last stand. Like, I believe, judging from what we've seen, that internally they realize the fire is getting turned up. Somebody who Dan Snyder is listening to has told him, yo, man, this is getting really bad. You better do something other than take the bunker mentality. And I think it's reasonable to believe that this is not the end of this offensive. The fact that they, and this is just kind of how the sausage is made, they made a member of that legal team available for interviews for all local media, the Brown League guy, not the guy who wrote the letter, but another guy on the team, for them to start offering up interviews. Hey, we got somebody to talk to if you want to hear more. It's something PR firms do.
Yes.
Hey, we want to sell you our product. Talk to this person. The fact that they're offering up media interviews, I think, only speaks to what you're suggesting.
Eric Flack, chief investigative reporter, covers normally news, but right now a lot of the Commanders and Dan Snyder, because they are very much in the news for WSA TV9 in town. How much of this is a shift in approach? Remember, there is someone new that has been brought in to kind of advise the Snyder part of their PR, right? I can't remember the woman's name, but she's brand new. They blew out the last person or she left. There's someone else in here now. And they're clearly on the attack, on the aggressive. It feels to me like maybe a shift in philosophy just with the people calling the shots for Dan.
Huge shift in philosophy. And again, this is a how the sausage is made question, but it's relevant. Answer, but it's relevant. You know, the Commanders have a very robust PR team that handle everything from, you know, Anheuser-Busch pulling their beard deal to, you know, the radio changing place to the stadium stuff. This is outside. And up until now, all those statements that have come out about the congressional oversight have come from the PR machine within the team. This is a change, and it does signal something's different, and it does signal that for whatever reason, Dan Snyder and those closest to him, likely his wife, have decided they need a change in approach on how they deal with this. And, you know, time will tell whether they have more success. The question is, will Dan Snyder ever sit down for a big, you know, one-on-one interview, actually answer questions? You know, I'm not even saying with me, with anybody. With a member of the Post, I don't know. But, you know, they have clearly decided that whatever they were doing was not working, and it was trending in the wrong direction. And something had to change. And I think what we were seeing from the photo to the letter is what's changing. They're starting to go on the offensive. And I'm just interested to see what's next, because I don't think this is the end.
What is next? I think that's the billion-dollar question, right? Is what are they so afraid of? Because you don't do this unless you're moved to do so, Eric.
Here's the way all this works, Danny. The House Oversight Committee they can't file any charges, okay? Let's just assume that they believe that there was some criminal wrongdoing. I'm not even going to say what that was. But let's say that behind closed doors, they believe that there was something to go forward with. They don't have the right to charge Dan Snyder or anybody else with anything. The most they can do is write a report, and if they feel compelled, write a letter to the Department of Justice, who then would pick up any criminal investigation. So, I mean, again, House Oversight Committee investigates a lot of stuff. They investigated the steroid stuff back in the day. They have the right to write a report, and if they feel so compelled, refer a letter to the Department of Justice, at which point it is solely in the Department of Justice's hands to decide whether or not any criminal investigation is warranted. Are we going to get that far? I don't know. But the timing, the tone of the letter indicates that the team, and more importantly, Dan Snyder's legal team, know that something is coming, because otherwise, why put it back out there? Why have your show and everybody else talking about this all over again? They created this storyline today. So I can guarantee you they had a reason. And I think we're all just waiting to figure out what that reason is.
It's a great point. And it felt like a muddying of the waters, right? If they're saying this investigation's not even fair before the investigation is finalized or we find out what was learned. It's my belief, Eric, that nothing's going to happen with Dan Snyder, no matter what any of these investigations find, because I don't think that 3/4 of the owners are going to vote him out. If that's the case, why am I wrong to say that this is all a waste? A waste of time is not true. That's not even fair to the victims. But I mean, the end game is either that he's going to be the owner or he isn't. Am I wrong to say he's going to be the owner and the rest of this is just kind of semantics?
I don't know, Grant. I mean, I think I've been on your show before and said that he's going to be the owner and nothing is going to happen. It gets to the point where, like, the dude in your group who just keeps on causing problems gets blackballed from the group. And, you know, I know it would take a lot. And listen, I have no insight into what the 32 NFL owners are going to do about Dan Snyder or the other 31. But if you're in a business, you know, it gets to the point where this is just not a headache we need anymore. So whether there is going to be behind-the-scenes pressure for him to sell rather than an official vote, could it be that he has started to get some of those calls? Hey, Dan, you know, why don't you just take your money and go off into the French Riviera and enjoy a great life? Like, you know, sell the team. You're going to make $1 zillion. You know, now's the time. Is he starting to get some of those calls? I don't know. But you know, eventually this will end. You're right, Grant, that this investigation will end. And I'm hard-pressed to believe that the Department of Justice is going to pick up any criminal investigation, even if they're referred. I think the question of whether or not he will continue to be an NFL owner is an interesting one, only because I think people are getting tired. And I think that the rich people who own the other NFL teams are also getting tired of this and want it to stop one way or the other.
Eric, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate the info.
Later, Danny. Later,
see you,
Grant.
Bud.
Thanks.
Be well. Thank you, sir. There's Eric Flack. Check him out on Channel 9 in town. Joining us here on G&D, our go-to guy when anything happens with Snyder.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.